T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, now we do have Jay Williams.
Excellent.
President of the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving. Jay, Ray, and Joe on WTSC. Good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good morning. How are you both doing?
We're good.
Thank you.
Jay, for people not familiar with this, give us a little background on the foundation.
Absolutely. Happy to. The Hartford Foundation for Public Giving is a community foundation that is the largest community foundation in the state of Connecticut. It is one of the largest and the oldest in the country. We were formed 95 years ago. We serve 29 towns in the greater Hartford region, the capital region of the state of Connecticut. And in effect, a community foundation is a nonprofit organization that is established so that individuals who are interested in giving philanthropically to support their community can have a means by which to do so. So we take in donations from our donors, of whom we would not exist if they weren't so generous. And then we invest those funds in an endowment. And then that endowment allows us to provide grants to nonprofit communities, organizations across the community. And we've been doing that for 95 years. It is just such a privilege and an opportunity to have the trust of individual donors, some of whom give millions and some of whom give thousands and others of whom give, you know, whatever they have. So, so that's what we are, in effect.
Jay, give us an idea of the scope of some of these projects you're helping to fund.
Absolutely. So, again, we have a long-standing relationship with hundreds of organizations in the community, funding education initiatives, quality of life initiatives, basic human needs, community and economic development. About a year and a half ago, we really, and I should say the arts and culture organizations, but about a year and a half ago, we really shifted our focus to address, begin addressing some of the disparities and inequities with respect to housing, economic and community development, community safety, quality of life issues.
When you go about giving a grant, what is the determining factor, in your opinion, on what is worthy of a grant?
That's a great question, and there are never enough resources to address the needs, the very worthy needs that are in this community. But we have an experienced group of staff members who are our community investment officers and other experts who work with nonprofit organizations who are either looking to receive a grant that is aligned with our strategic focus and priorities, of which I just mentioned. But we also have donors who establish their own what are called donor advised funds, and they give to causes that you know, meet their interests. So it's really about understanding the need of the organization, how they intend to impact the community in which we are serving, and then working to ensure that, you know, the criteria that are necessary and appropriate, you know, are established. And we try to be as flexible as we can. But at the end of the day, it's about having an impact on the quality of life in this community.
Jay, in our recent conversations with Mayor Bronin, as you know, one of the issues is not so much here in Hartford, but I think it's an issue everywhere, including Hartford, is the whole idea of, you know, the community, Black community in this case, probably Latino community as well, minority communities getting along with the cops, okay? And are you part of the grant that the city council decided to send to deal with this problem a little bit or look into it?
Well, we provided a grant in partnership with the Travelers Championship. Yeah, so our grant was a partnership with the Travelers Championship, and we're just you know, so pleased that the Travelers Championship as a corporate entity has stepped up in this leadership role. And the idea of the grant was to support what is an ongoing conversation around police reform. And I want to be clear, it's not just about the black community getting along with the police.
It's everywhere, yeah.
Right. This is about the fundamental issues that have plagued our country for generations, you know, the underlying issue of racism. So this is about helping to think about a different approach to training, a different approach to building the relationship between our law enforcement community and the black community and the Latino community. So we're excited about it. And I think what's even more exciting is that the Capital Region Police Chiefs Association has endorsed this approach, will be leading and participating in a very enthusiastic way. So to me, it's a great start.
Well, and what's interesting reading about it, Jay, on your website, is it also involves the University of New Haven, correct?
Absolutely. It involves the University of New Haven's, the Center for Advanced Policing, the Tau Youth Justice Institute. So this has to be a collaborative approach. You were absolutely right in pointing it out. Without the participation of experts who understand youth development, experts who understand engagement with the community, and certainly those who are proficient in the understanding of law enforcement, when you think about those resources coming together for an initiative like this, you know, it is very compelling. So, yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
At this point, are there any ideas whatsoever as what could be done?
Yeah, actually, the training is scheduled to start in the fall. There will be a cohort of officers, you know, that work under or within, you know, those organizations that ultimately, you know, have a listening session and understanding the views and perspectives of the community, particularly the black community, that ultimately go through and establish a project that at the end of this training they hope that can ultimately be replicated in other communities across the state of Connecticut.
Talking with Jay Williams, president of the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving, about the grant with the Hartford Foundation and the Travelers Championship to launch the Connecticut Institute for Youth and Police Relations in Greater Hartford. And I know reading the release, you're really looking at trying to impact the relationship between law enforcement and young adults in their mid-20s, correct?
Absolutely. Up to the mid-20s, absolutely. We have all been young adults at one point in our lives, and we know, and the it is unequivocal that as young people, we navigate life and we come to understand, you know, how to make decisions that ultimately result in positive outcomes. But we have also, as young people, you know, made mistakes. There are things that we could, if we could go back and do them now that we're a little bit older than our mid-20s, we would certainly do that. What's important is that, you know, we have our law enforcement officers understand and be empathetic to that, while at the same time, you know, being guardians of our community.
You were saying, uh-oh, Joe, what's something back there you're worried about? By the way, if you would like to make a donation, as we were talking here a moment ago, ctphilanthropy.org, ctphilanthropy.org. And as if I understand this correctly, Jay, you can actually direct what programs you'd like to see your money go into?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So, you know, there are a number of – Connecticut is fortunate to have a number of community foundations and other philanthropic organizations. So individuals who are interested – in, you know, this initiative certainly are welcome to contribute or anything that helps to improve the quality of life in our state.
Good to talk to you. Hope to get you back on.
You too. Thank you both. Look forward
to it. There you go.
Bye-bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.